sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line on this Tuesday, May 20th, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse is over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey buddy, I wanted to talk to you a couple things about the upcoming event. RiskItFest.com is the website coming up here on Saturday, June 21st. How is things going? How are all the acts coming in, confirming? How's everything going?
Everything's going great. Actually, we just gave away a couple of VIP passes, meet and greets with Scott Page and Dave Landau. So that promotion went over really, really well. We had over 200 people sign up just for the giveaway alone. So things are progressing nicely. We've got one spot that we have left to fill in for. We kind of really want a Northern Michigan act. So we've got a couple of guys. One guy is from Michigan, Dave Mead, who's actually played with us before. And then, of course, Scott Page from Pink Floyd. So we do want to have somebody, another band that's a little bit local. So we are not going to announce exactly who it is just yet, but we're working on getting a local band that's been around for a while. Ticket sales are going great. We're getting details put together for our rib eating contest, the beer run, which is going to be right around our property. Last year we did it down Main Street, kind of around our block. This time it's going to be, of course, in our new property in the pavilion, and we have all this great property around them. We can do our beer run, milk run, chocolate milk run for the kids. That was very entertaining last year when we did that, or 2 years ago technically is when we did that,
right,
with the Brisket Festival. And then the other stuff, yeah, we really wanted to get camping this year. We were pressing really hard. There's some property very close to us that we wanted to do parking and overnight camping. We couldn't pull that off this year, but we're hoping maybe in the years to come we can foster that relationship and get camping and stuff like that. But I'm telling you, it's going awesome. For the first big festival and kind of our grand opening,
yeah,
it's going to be really fun, a very good time. Probably the only thing that's not going to be finished by that time is, and I'll blame it on the storm, kind of put us about a month behind. I don't think all of our parking and all of that stuff is going to be completed by then. But you know what? It is what it is.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Well, unfortunately, like you say, the storm and other issues that we were dealing with, contractors in general got behind. Many of them were completely, you know, off work for basically 2 weeks without any power in some locations. And everybody got behind because, you know, in construction, you always have carpenters. They're delayed. Well, that pushes back the electricians who push back, you know, the excavators.
Exactly.
So everything gets delayed. So, but we'll get through it. It'll be a good time. Now, I did have questions about camping nearby. Mm-hmm. Is there any campgrounds that you're aware of that might be available for people to get overnight stays, maybe Friday night, and be able to stay there on the weekend? Is that a possibility?
That is a great question. So, of course, there's a KOA campground that is close by. There's a state park that is close by. And then we also have a county park that is close by. I cannot tell you if there are any open reservations for that weekend at any of those facilities. Usually, they're pretty packed for the entire summer, generally. Right. What we have worked out is there is a new RV campground here in town called Alpen Bluffs on M32, right across the street from the Otsego Resort. We are working out a deal for any RVers or campers to get a stay there or a deal on staying there. So it's just kind of across town. Yeah. But it's a whole brand new facility that they have up there. Putt-putt. They've got a big swimming pool. I mean, this place is unreal. So we've worked out with Alpen Bluffs a camping and RV package that we'll be releasing the details. So anybody that wants to come up north.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Is from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Staying on through the break is Ian Murphy. And Ian, I apologize. The studio's not transmitting our music's ins and outs, so I apologize cutting you short a little bit on that last segment, but we'll get through it. Hey, I wanted to ask also one thing that you're doing on the website, and we're being part of this as well, is you're looking for sponsors that can be advertising during the event, during the Risk It Fest itself on Saturday. Talk to the folks about the opportunity if somebody, a business out there, would like to be a sponsor of this event.
Yeah, and thank you for being a part of that. We're expecting over 1,000 people at this event for the first inaugural festival that we're doing at our new location. So if there's any business or even an individual out there that wants their business promoted during this event, before and during this event, honestly, in instances like this that we're talking on the radio, in the next few weeks, we really start ramping that up. So we have different packages that are available, and they get you different things. For example, you know, we have a stage sponsorship, which, of course, we name the entire stage after, you know, whatever group it is. You know, one of our biggest sponsors right now is Priceline. That's my friend's company, tech company, that we do a lot of promotions with, where the price slides as we do it. They're one of our biggest sponsors right now. So anytime that we're out discussing the Risk It Fest, we'll mention your business, depending on the package that you get. But we have everything from $150 all the way up to $1,000. Each one gets you more promotion throughout the event as well. So riskitfest.com/sponsorships is where you can find all the information on that. And not just for that Saturday event, but we're also, of course, doing a golf outing the Friday before with comedian Dave Landau. We are still taking teams for that and, of course, sponsorships for that. And we have even cheaper sponsorships for that event, you know, $150 if you want to sponsor a tea or something like that. So we understand that, you know, money is tight for everybody and every business everywhere. So we've created a bunch of different packages out there, just depending on whatever level you want to participate in. So, and we're grateful for anybody that wants to come out and be a part of this event. Again, the very first inaugural event, first of many that we're going to do on this weekend moving forward. So please join us in helping bring these kind of events to Gaylord, to Northern Michigan, so we can keep these things going.
Very good. Just got a text message from one of our listeners, Loyal Patriot. He asks, are you in need of any volunteers as far as security, as far as parking, as far as helping out outside of the restaurant? Anything you might need over at the golf outing, any type of rangers or any help like that? What are your needs for volunteers?
Boy, always, always, and always. We can't get enough volunteers for almost all the things that were just mentioned. So what's going to be happening, probably about, gosh, we're getting really close. So in about a week or so, we'll put out a form for volunteers to sign up, and we'll have different tasks, to like, say, parking, security, that sort of thing. So you can sign up right there, and you can click on whatever you would like to volunteer for. So that'll be the easiest way, and that information will be coming out on Risk It Fest within the next week to 10 days.
Okay, very good. Because, yeah, well, this Saturday is May 24th, so basically, what are we, 4 weeks away from this mm-hmm. Saturday. So it's getting close, and everybody can get involved. One question. Excuse me, my throat this morning is closing up. So ticked off at Jocelyn Benson right now. what is going on regarding your lawsuits going on forward with the health department? Any response yet? Are they just dragging this thing out? What's the status of all that?
Well, that's a good question. We just had a powwow with our legal team the other day, and right now they're just dragging their feet to the point where actually Judge Hunter in the lower court here in Gaylord, or I should say Otsego County, his clerk started questioning do we need to schedule a status conference on this thing. So basically pushing the Court of Appeals to try and set an oral argument date. So we have been sitting in the Court of Appeals on this thing for months and months now, and they just will not set a date for oral argument. Now, we've had briefing both ways, so we know what's coming. We know our arguments inside now, but as of right now, we're just waiting on the Court of Appeals.
Now, does Judge Hunter interact with them at all going through this process, or is it fully now in their court? The ball's in their court?
It's completely in the Court of Appeals court. The only thing, so this is labeled as an open case for Judge Hunter. And a lot of these jurists, they don't like their cases still open. And in this case, obviously it was a favorable ruling for us in part, but we're then questioning the other four statutes that Judge Hunter didn't address. So right. It's our win, but it's still now an open case for Judge Hunter. And that's why his clerk was questioning, hey, what's going on with this case? You know, why does Judge Hunter still have this open case? So, and the Court of Appeals just hasn't answered. So here we are just sitting waiting. And I can speculate as to why. And it's because they don't want this case. We've got such strong arguments. They don't want this case. Regardless of who's in the Michigan Supreme Court, they don't want these arguments being told out in the public the way that it is, because we have some very strong arguments that not only affect these laws, but a lot of the other laws that are being used against farmers and some of these other things that we're going to see coming out of the woodwork here in the next year and a half.
Got it. Also, lots of people are fighting and hearing about these solar panel farms.
Oh, yeah.
Now there's one that I've been told about rearing up its ugly head in Sheboygan.
Yep.
Based on some damage from the storm and different things. Once they clear the trees out, which they claim is a fire hazard, well, guess what? That might be a perfect spot for a new solar panel farm. And there's actually going to be a hearing at the Planning Commission, I believe, in June. Mm-hmm. What's the status of your case there in Hayes Township?
Well, so the one you're referring to is in Grant Township.
Or Grant,
Grant, yeah. No. It's Sheboygan County. It's Grant Township, to be more specific, for anybody that's listening.
Right.
What we are efforting right now is we've pulled out Sheboygan's zoning ordinances, specifically a 2019 zoning ordinance that they have regarding solar panels or something like that. So what we're actively looking for in Sheboygan County is basically the same people that we found or came to me more or less in Otsego County, residents right across the street from this development with RWE. So what's happening in our Otsego County case is, oh gosh, basically what's happened is the developer has hired the biggest law firm in the state of Michigan, Varnum. They have a huge building in Grand Rapids, 400 plus attorneys. They answered their complaint, and in the answer, they are basically saying there's procedural errors. They don't even go after the basis, the foundation legal argument that we make. They make these procedural arguments saying, well, you know, the Planning Commission approved. And so, I mean, they're way, way out of their depth. And the county, so there's two parties. There's a developer and we're suing the county for declaratory relief. We want the judge to say, hey, this law doesn't have these definitions in it, or it's unconstitutional. The county has not responded. So the county is just sitting back and I believe just waiting to see what happens. So that is kind of an interesting development. One party has answered, the other is just lying in wait.
Now, did they at least answer the complaint so they're not in default?
They have not.
Ooh.
The county has not. And
so,
I don't believe that they'll allow a default, but they could immediately ask for summary disposition. They can do a bunch of different things.
Sure.
But right now, the county is just they're not doing anything. We're not exactly sure why that is, but of course, you know, we can speculate.
Sure, absolutely. So basically, the process for Grant Township, because I misspoke when I teed that up, Grant Township, Sheboygan County potentially has the ability to follow your guys' lead there in Otsego County, based on the way you're handling that case, could they potentially do the same thing in Sheboygan?
100%. And not just in Sheboygan, but in Presque Isle County, in Montcalm County, all these counties where they're trying to put up these industrial solar plants. I'm going to correct you because they're not solar farms. Nothing is grown on a solar farm. It's an industrial solar plant. That's what these things are, and they're putting them in agricultural zones.
Yes.
I mean, there's a huge zoning issue right up front. So, I mean,
well,
this is
you know,
one of many.
That is exactly my point, is that they're taking farmland and taking it from an agricultural farm, turning it into a solar farm. And like you say, it's not a farm. It doesn't grow these solar panels, but that's what it basically is consuming, is good, productive farmland.
Yeah, and they've done a really good job of, when I say they, the quote-unquote environmentalists that push these projects, they've done a really good job of using this language to make us feel really comfortable about a solar farm and having heavy metals over thousands of acres and metal stanchions and reflections and birds being killed. You know, they make us feel warm and fuzzy when we say solar farm and these other wind farm and these things, but they're absolutely the exact opposite. They're toxic, they're terrible, and honestly, setting all that aside, the law that they're using to push the locals out of the way is completely unconstitutional. And it's just not what our founding fathers had envisioned, especially taking away local control. And that's what it is for me. If you like solar panels or wind turbines, great. Put them on your home. Put them on your business. You're personally liable. Stop taking up farmland, whether it was being used or not, because that's a whole other conversation. How do we reuse this farmland? All this farmland that's now being proposed, why can't we turn that back into farm? Let's incentivize that. Let's incentivize these generational farmers to actually be growing crops on their land again and not putting up metal stanchions and battery plants and wind turbines and all these other crazy things. Let's have them growing our food again. How about that?
Yeah, exactly. Now, what have you heard as far as how they legislatively attempted to undo Public Act 233? Is there any news on that front?
Gosh, you got great questions this morning, Randy. So I am in communication with Michelle Hoytenga in the Senate.
Yep.
And Matt Hall, who I think has been doing a bang up job in the House. They seem to be all over this. There's a couple of bills, I believe, that they introduced or even passed maybe last week or 2 weeks ago.
In the House.
In the House, reigning in control. I haven't read the language in that bill package, but it is doing sort of what we want to do, give the control back to the locals. Really what we're looking at in the discussion the other day was, how do these legislative bodies, so during the pandemic, the House, I believe, actually sued Gretchen Whitmer and some other things and actually participated in the events that led up to INRI certified questions and knocking down emergency powers of the governor. So what we're looking at right now is how Speaker Hall can potentially use his powers to either sue the Michigan Public Service Commission or whatever. And we don't care if it's in the Court of Claims. We're asking that they amicus brief our case. We're asking that they amicus brief the Court of Appeals case with the 47 counties that are suing the Michigan Public Service Commission.
Right.
So legislatively, what we're trying to do or hoping that they'll do is not just introduce legislation, but also actively get in the game with those of us that are on the ground. Right. They should have done this with my case back in 2020, but all these legislators ran. They ran for the hills because they were so scared and had no idea that the little iron pig up in Gaylord had the remedy for all of their woes. Well, guess what, folks? We have it again. And we need to get it out there. So what we're actually looking to do really quick is we're trying to put together an event, a town hall with Senator Hoytenga, myself, Dave Delaney, our attorney, and I'm hoping I can get maybe Cam Cabot and Speaker Hall all to come together so we can lay out this game plan, not for them, but also the citizens as well. So keep your ear out for that. I'm hoping in the next 2 weeks we can put that together.
All right, brother. Well, stay strong, keep fighting, and we'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Thanks, Trucker Randy.
This is Michigan News Source